Welcome to Linux in the Shell, episode 22. My name is Dan Washko. I'll be your host today, and I would like to thank Hacker Public Radio for hosting the website and these audio files. Please consider contributing to Hacker Public Radio by doing your own episode, or at the very least, listening to the fantastic shows that are offered every weekday. Episode 22 of Linux in the Shell is going to talk about the sort command. If you have not gone over to the website, linuxintheshell.org, to read up on this entry, I suggest you do so to get a full understanding of the sort command, either before or soon after you listen to the audio component. Sort command is an extremely handy utility, and it does basically what it says. It sorts. It sorts input from standard in, from a file that you provide, and it sorts it in many different ways. And I have used sort a lot of times in the past in many different projects that I've had to do. One that comes to mind is when I used to manage a lot of user accounts or usernames. I get lists of data that I have to put into a format that I could easily put into a database or whatever, and I'd get lists in spreadsheets and pulling this information out and sorting it and using it in conjunction with like unique and cut really saved time on manipulating that data into a format that I needed. Sort by itself does just a standard alphanumeric sorting of whatever data you throw at it line by line. So if you had a list of like a shopping list, for instance, and you ran sort on that sort shopping list, what that would do is essentially put it in an alphanumeric order. And the way that it orders stuff by default is that symbols have the highest priority in the hierarchy. So anything that starts with like a symbol, like a pound sign, a plus, a minus, any kind of symbol takes precedence, followed by numbers, and then letters with capital letters taking precedence, that is uppercase letters, taking precedence over lowercase letters. So if you had a list that was like hash, fish, 2 pounds, sinker, hooks, and bobbers, and you sorted that list, the first thing would be the hash, fish, 2 pounds, sinker. Then it would change the order of hook that would come after bobber. So it would be hash fish, 2 pound sinker, bobber, hook, like that. So it was a simple list like that. And based on that, you can then apply different options to sort. And, just so you know, a space is considered the highest priority symbol. So if you had a space at the beginning of any of those lines, that would come before any of the symbols. So space, then symbols, then numbers, then letters starting with uppercase, then lowercase. And it does a comparison logically. Like it looks at the first character in that line and orders by that. And if there's two lines that have the same character, then of course it proceeds to the second character and so on. So that's how sorting works. Now you can ignore leading blank lines, blank spaces with the dash B, or dash dash ignore dash leading dash blanks, and so that treats any line that starts with a blank or a space, it ignores those blanks and goes to the first non-space character, like that. And you can also ignore case by the dash F or dash dash ignore dash case option, and then it just does an alphanumeric sort as you would expect, but it doesn't look at upper or lowercase. It doesn't differentiate. It treats everything essentially as if it were lowercase and sorts on that option. Now, sort has a couple other functions to it that not only look at the characters and ordering them in alphanumeric format, but it also has stuff like you could do, if you had a list of dates, you can do a month sort, or which is a dash capital M or dash dash month dash sort. And it looks at a list of months, whether they're full names like April, December, October, or they're the abbreviated name of the month, like JUN for June, or MAR for March, or AUG for August, and it would sort on those, put them in the proper order, And it does that, ignoring case, and it also ignores whether it's abbreviated or not. So if you had a mixture of full name dates and abbreviations, it would sort them as you would expect in the proper alphabet or proper order for the date, proper monthly order, where January would be first, followed by February, then March, April, and so on through December. So that's pretty handy. Now there's a couple of other stuff sp more specific to like numeric values, which there's a general numeric sort, dash G, which is dash dash general dash numeric dash sort. And that is what you would expect, that it sorts on a standard numeric sort, and what takes precedence in those are any non-numeric character is considered the same and treated as a regular sort. So if you had a list of numbers in there, integers, it would sort them as you would expect from 0 to, or negative numbers to up through positive numbers. So if you had like negative, if you had like 0, 5.88, plus 12, negative 32, 15, it would sort those as you would expect to be negative 32, 0, 5.88, plus 12, 15. So it looks at numbers and their symbols. But if there were any letters in there, like you had fish and corn, it would sort those first before the numeric list, alphabetically, as you would expect, and then it would just do the numeric sort. Now, that's a general numeric sort, whereas a numeric sort, a dash n or dash dash numeric dash sort, that produces a list by a little different rules, that it looks at symbols first and treats all non-number characters as the same, like it does in a regular numeric sort. But it gives preference to alphanumeric values. So what it does is, if there's a symbol character in there, it kind of puts those symbol characters first. So in the previous example that I used, like dash, where it was the negative 32 and the plus 12, those would come first. So it treats the symbols first, negative 32 plus 12, then it gets 0, and then any alphanumeric characters would be all treated like 0. So you'd have any alpha characters in there, and then numeric characters followed logically, going from 0 on up through the numbers. So a dash n or numeric sort may not give you the output that you expect it to, so just test that first. So the way that it behaves can be a little jarring. So a regular a numeric sort with a dash n has different review rules than a general numeric sort, so be aware of that. Chances are, if you're really looking to do something more on a numerical basis, you want to do a general numeric sort as opposed to just a that's with the dash G as a number sort, as just a regular numerical sort. There's a dash H, which is the human numeric sort, or dash dash human dash numeric dash sort. And what that does is it first determines whether there's a number sign is positive or negative or zero, and then it looks at whether there's a suffix. And the suffix can be any one of the following. It could be a K for like kilobytes or capital K. And then the other options, MG, TP, EZ, Y, which we're all familiar with those. Megabyte, gigabyte, terabyte, petabyte, exabyte, zettabyte, yattabyte. Those all have to be capital letters. MG, TP, EZ, Y all have to be capitalized. It is case sensitive. You won't get a proper sort if you don't capitalize those, if that's what you're looking for. With a human generic sort, so it looks at the prefix first, the number, and the suffix, and it orders it on both of those. So, for example, if you had one M and one capital M and one capital G, that would be the order. If you had but if you did like 1042, 1042 capital M and one G, it would not put one G first and then 1042 capital M, second, even though 1042M is greater than 1G, 1 giga, because 1024 mega is equal to 1 gigabyte. It's not smart enough to do that. Just be aware of that. There's some limitations there. So it's primarily looking at the numbers and the suffixes and ordering them on there, not necessarily the value of the number in conjunction with the suffix. Just be aware of that right there. Sort has an option to randomize the sort value. If you need to really take a list and randomize it, you can use the dash capital R or dash dash random dash sort, and that'll do a hashed random value of that list. So if you ran it three or four times, you get different values each time that you run it. So it does a pretty good job of randomizing it. And you can randomize that based on a file. Use a dash dash random dash source equals some file, and you'll get a random sort based on that, the value of that file. And it should be fairly consistent if you're doing a random sort of the same list over and over again. The last sorting option I want to talk about is versioning sort, which is a smarter option of looking at prefixes and suffixes for versioned files, like source code files or something like that. That the way it operates is it looks at, it tries to break it into a prefix and suffix logically, and the suffix being the version number, so to speak. And it looks at that and orders it logically through a standard regular expression that's outlined in the info file. But what it does is if it encounters leading zeros in the version numbers, it ignores those. So it does a good job of being able to sort out like 012, 012B, 013, 0013B, and sort those in proper order where necessary. A normal sort would put the 0013B first when you probably want that to be last. And so it would order it based upon the non-zero suffix value and a standard numeric order on those to give you a proper versioning lists, and that can be handy if you're sorting through a list of versioned software. Now, finally, all those options that I've talked about, when you're passing sort, you can do a dash dash sort equals word, where word would be one of the values that I talked about before, which would be general dash numeric, human dash numeric, month numeric, random, version. Instead of specifying like the other options, you could do dash dash sort equals numeric, spell it out, and it'll do a numeric sort on the list. That is the basics of sort in a nutshell. There are other options which I may cover in a future show. They're pretty unique options that 90% of the cases people use sort for will probably never use those, but that is an option. Head over to the website for the full write-up and to watch the video of using the sort command. Again, I want to thank Hacker Public Radio for hosting the files and you for listening. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.